Flies that the girl is a chayvei lavan or even a chayvei krisis. So the Gemara was bothered with the kasha that it says in Makkos elein aloikin chayvei lavan and chayvei krisis is malchus. And what happened to the din of kam lebi de rab mina? Why shouldn't we say that you're loike the ein mishalim? So you shouldn't be chayv to pay. We should restrict the din of oynes or mefata only to a case where there's no where the woman is muteris. If she's a chayvei lavan and chayvei krisis, since it's going to be malchus, I should say kam lebi de rab mina. So Ula answered on the top line on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, loy kasha, you're right. There is a din of eid on them loike and mishalim, but the din is fakir, that you mishalim vein a loike. So we reverse the kasha. So now it's not a kasha on our Mishnah, how come you mishalim by chayvei lavan, chayvei krisis, a kasha on the Mishnah makas. How can the Mishnah say in makas that you're loike? How can chayvei lavan and chayvei krisis be loike? Since he mishalim, so the answer was the Mishnah only goes bachoso bogeris. The Mishnah Makkos only says this malchus bachoso bogeris. So we're up to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan gives a different answer on Lamed Beis Amud Beis, five lines from the top. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Ula. Afila te machoso nara. No, the Mishnah Makkos is not difficult. Mishnah Makkos is not difficult. No, faker, not like Ula. So the Mishnah Makkos is difficult. How come this Malkus? You have to limit it to Mishnah Makkos. Only talking about a Bogeres or a Ba'ula, where there isn't going to be any Oynes HaMefata. No, the rule is the reverse, that you loike vein and mishalim. So the Mishnah here is a problem. How come over here it says that you mishalim? So the answer is Kan Shehisrabo, Kan Shelo Hisrabo. The only time you say, unlike Tana de Bechizke, that by Chi of Misa, Beim Shagig, Beim Emezid, Lefotre Mammon, but by Chai Malkius, the rule of Tana de Bechizke doesn't apply. So that's what the Gemara explains. So then the Gemara says, there's a fundamental machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Ula. Whenever you have Mammon and Malkus, so the rule is, Ein Eloike Mishalim, so which one do you punish him? So Rabbi Yechon holds, that's how we pass like Rabbi Yechon. Yeloike vein and mishal. Then the Gemara has to say that there are clearly two exceptions to the rule. The fairship said there are edim zaymim and letashlomin, that there we apply the rule in the reverse direction. Yemishal vein eloike and machlevel b'chaver. The fairship said there machlevel b'chaver letashlomin. Again, that yemishal vein eloike. Okay.
According to Tosfos, is the only machlokin about
honest? Yeah. Right. So according to Tosfos' suggestion, it's not such a basic machlekes that Ula disagrees in principle, everything the opposite from Rabbi Yechanan. It's just whereas Rabbi Yechanan says that there are two exceptions to the rule, Ula holds that there are three exceptions to the rule. Tais is just, according to Tais, that may be the maskanas agamara, that the only, Ula didn't really disagree so much with Rabbi Yechanan. Okay. So that's the Gemara till the bottom line on some of this. Then the Gemara wants to know, Rabbi Yechanan, my time of the Amakula, why doesn't Rabbi Yechanan say the same as Ula? Why doesn't he? Ula says either there's a third exception to the rule, the fairship satira oynes mefata letashlumen, that you pay and you don't get mal, because either that's the pshat, or the pshat is that in kol haterakudah whenever there's malchus and mamon, yemishalim and mamon, you don't get the malchus. So the Gemara wants to know, doesn't Rabbi Yechanan agree with Ula? So the first version the Gemara gives is because Rabbi Yechanan lived in Eretz Yisrael, and we're learning Talmud Bavli. So someone came to Bavel and they told him over, this is what Rabbi Yechanan said. I think we're going to say Rabbi Yechanan never said that. He said a different thing. But they're trying to figure out what did Rabbi Yechanan say. So someone exempt my time Rabbi Yechanan. So the Gemara says, probably because the last night, he came to tell the Eretz HaChos HaLo Segala. No, you have a Pasuk in the Chumash, Eretz HaChos HaLo Segala. And whenever you have a lab that's dumi, the lab that chasim is supposed to get malchus. So he just did away with the whole din of eves achos chalos gal. You don't get malchus. He was going to say, what do you mean? You don't get malchus. The pasuk, you get malchus if you have hasra, and you get malchus if there's no chiyuv tashlum imamin. If she's a bogeris, if she's a beula, and there's no chiyuv tashlum imamin, then you do get malchus. What kind of a tainan is that? Bitalto. That's what the Gemara is going to say. It can't be that that's what was bothering Rabbi Yechanan. Because if so, Rabbi Yechanan himself also agrees that there were two exceptions to the rule, Edim Zaymimin and Chayvel B'chaber. So what happened to Bitalta Lo Yosef Ben Yosef? and mitalta b'hayam bina kaisa rasha. So the answer is that it applies in some cases, not in all cases. So the same thing, eves achalascha lo segala, that shalit and malchus will be restricted. It can't be that's Rabbi Yechanan said. So they have around the seventh line from the top, eighth line from the top. Elo, what's the real reason? The Bach changes, no? Elo, Rabbi Yechanan, the real reason was not because bitalta eves achalascha. Elo, the reason why, because he holds that it's not a mufna. Ula said it's Xer Shavim Muftan, that was the top Rashi on Lamed Beis on the base. Xer Shavim Muftan is Lamedin Ve'im Meshivin. Rabbi Yechon said it's not a Muftan, because he holds like, Rabbi Yechon holds like Abayi, that expression, Tachas HaSherino, is needed to teach me a different din. So it's Xer Shavim ain't a Muftan, Xer Shavim ain't a Muftan, Lamedin Ve'im Meshivin. So there's what the Dingzach. So here he's going to Dingzach and say that it shouldn't apply to other cases. It's fine. That's the gist of the Gemara. That what?
Why does Rabbi Yochanan?
Because the whole premise of Ula was explained by the top Rashi and Lamed Beis on the base, that is based on whatever Pshat and Ula is. Either Ula is learning that didn't call it Harkula, or Ula is learning that there's a third exception to the rule. The two suggestions that Tosfos have to read the Gemara. Whatever Pshat and Ula is, but it's based on Gzeira Shava, on the assumption that it's Gzeira Shava, that's Mufne, and Lamed the name Meshiv. So therefore you can't dig so. So Rabbi Yechanan says it's not ena mufna. Mufna means that the whole phrase is miyuter. So Rabbi Yechanan holds like Abaye that expression tachas hasherina is needed to teach me another din. So therefore it's a good gzeirah shava, but it's not mufna. So therefore lemeidim and mashiv. So this is about the dingzach. So that's what Rabbi Yechanan dingzach with this gzeirah shava. That's the Gemara. And Rabbi Yechanan, Haitachas Hashinim Boy Lele Kerabai. What Abai V'Rava is later Daf Mem. What Abai V'Rava coming to explain? The Mishnah says that one who is ma'anis a girl, in addition to paying Chamishim Shekel Kesler, pays Boishas and Pagam and Tsar. And if he's Mefata a girl, so there's no Tsar. The girl agreed, so there's no Tsar. But there is Tsar. There is tzar, but when a girl gets married, there's also tzar. When you have hasharas, there's also tzar. But whenever there's both hano and tzar, so you have to determine which is more. Is the hano greater than the tzar? So if the girl is a mefuta, so the hano is greater than the tzar, so you don't pay tzar. If the girl is anuso, so then you pay for the tzar. The tzar is greater than the hano. So the Gemara asks, how did the Mishnah know that in addition to paying the chamishim shekel kesef, you have to pay boishes and pegam and tzar? Maybe the pasuk says chamishim shekel kesef, hakol bakol mikol. Maybe it's everything. So the Gemara has either Abai v'Rabbi, each one has a drasha, and know that the chamishim shekel kesef is only tachas hasherina. This is only for the tachas hasherina, and there are additional payments. So that's a big question. Rabbi Harari showed me that there's a machlokes achreinim here. What's the nature of that din? The Mishnah says, in addition to paying the chamishim shekel kesef, you pay nezek, boishes and pegam, and you pay tzar. Is this based on the regular universal din of hachoyv b'chader pays chamisha dvar, nezek tzari pesheves boishes? So they say no. It's also from this parsha. It's not the universal din of chayvul b'chaver. It's a special local din over here. So that's, we'll have to learn more Gemara. We have to learn some more details. But Harari asked the Kasha when we first started the first line in the Sugya. He asked the Kasha. So I said, we're not ready for that Kasha yet. So there's, when we get to that, when we learn some more, we get to that Kasha, then we'll see there's a Machleg Zachrein. What's the nature of this din? Abai V'Rava just explained the Mokka for the Mishnah. The Mishnah has the din. Then in addition to paying the Chamishim Shekel Kesef, you also pay Boishas of the Gam and Tzar. Is that the regular din? And there's a tzari pishavis bershin, so it's a special local din over here.
If there's no
Hana,
how come she doesn't have to pay him? If there's no Hana,
people are mazana with each other, so they have to pay each other. I don't think so.
And it's just.
The girl agrees to be mafuta, so They're both mehana each other. Each one has anah, so you don't pay. As long as someone b'chusas, I can charge him money, he can charge me money. We learn from Rabbi, it's understood that it's for nothing. I don't think so.
Where's the tzar from, especially from the judge like Kahas Enoch? So it sounds like he wouldn't include the tzar. Sounds like that's already uncounted. I don't know. How do you derive
from the pasuk the details of the din? I don't know. The Tanoim and Amoraim had a way to read things in between the lines of the psukim. I don't know. We don't know how to read. I don't know how to read things.
And also, when they say Bosh of the Gan, they also mean Tsar. They just didn't mention it specifically.
Right. By the Anusa, you have Tsar. By the Mufuti, you only have Bosh of the Gan. Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't the drasha simply that his takas or shirinah is what the chamishim kesef?
I'm
not sure that there's something else there.
Right.
Something that's not included. So we're saying the tzar is not included, so you still have to get tzar.
I don't know if it's exact. Maybe it just means that there's boishes and pagam. How do you know that there's tzar? I don't know what it's alluding to. Maybe it's only this. Maybe it's only alluding to boishes and pagam. How do you know it's alluding to tzar? I don't know. That's the Gemara. Okay. Fine. Rabbi Lazar, we're on the 15 lines from the top. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Lazar was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechon, also lived in Eretz Yisrael. So someone came to Bavel, and they told him over what Rabbi Lazar said. Rabbi Lazar, Aymer, Eidem Zaymimim, Amayna Mishamim Milka, Loki. Everybody said like that. Ula sounded like he was extrapolating from Eidem Zaymimim to Kola Tarakula, that's the rule. Amayna Mishamim Milka, Loki. Rabbi Yechon, it says that that's an exception to the rule, because Beferishib Satara, but the rule usually is Yaloike Ve'edim Misham. Rabbi Lazar says, no, there's a local reason why by Yedim Mizaimimim you don't give the Malkus. You can't give Malkus. In order to give Malkus, you have to have Hasroa. In order to get any Oinish Aguf of Misa Malkus, you need Hasroa. For a punishment of Mammon, let's say to pay Knas is an Oinish, so you don't have to have Hasroa. But to have an Oinish Aguf of Misa Malkus, you certainly have to have Hasroa. And he says, oh, yeah, by Yedim Mizaimimim, it's not shaykh, mishum dala b'nei hasra nina. It's not shaykh to give hasra. So memele you don't get malchus, and memele you pay mammon. For the mammon you don't need hasra. Omar Rava, so Rava lives in Babel, he says, that's correct, Rav Lozer is right. Teda, I can prove to you that Rav Lozer is right. It's impossible, it's not shaykh to give hasra. Nasri b'hu emas, it's not shaykh to give hasra. Nasri b'hu meikora, should we warn them a day or two in advance, or a week in advance? We should put up signs, let's say, when the Edom come into the Bezin, we're going to have signs on all the doors that say, we hope you're going to give Eid a Sheker, whoever gives, we hope you're going to give Eid a Semes, whoever gives Eid a Sheker and is caught in the lie, may be punished. So that Hasra, that is way before, they came to the Bezin a week ago and they saw the sign that we asked them to fill out a form, they want to give Eidus, so fill out a form and it says on the form, we hope you realize that if you give Eid a Sheker, we may punish you. So if you give a Hasra in advance, that's no good. Hasra has to be Turk de Libur. Amos Nasru, when are you going to give Hasra? Nasru be may Kore give before Army Ishtalan. They'll say, we forgot. Even if they didn't forget. Allah says Hasra has to be Turk de Libur to the Aver. Nasru be Shas Mais, if you give the Hasra immediately before Edom are about to give Haggadah Seders, so that'll ruin the whole institution of Haggadah Seders. No normal person in his right mind will want to give Haggadah Seders. Rashi says, everyone will say, Maldonu v'latzor azos, they choshed me, that I'm telling a lie, that as I'm about to give the Haggadah Seder, they warn me, in case of lying, we're going to punish you. So people will stop giving Eidus, but what they have to, the din is, you're supposed to help out Bezin. The Artara Mikir Becha, if you know Eidus, that someone deserves a punishment, you're supposed to step forward and give the Haggadah Seder. But if the Bezin, every time anyone is about to give Eidus, Bezin will warn him, you hope you're telling the truth, and if you give a Haggadah Seder B'shek, we're going to punish you. So no one will want to give any Eidus.
The Mishnah Sanhedrin says they do that anyway. Then the Mishnah asks this very question and says, no one's going to give Eidus. And they say, no, because you tell them, like, you're doing a big mitzvah, you're being Mekadu mitzvah, giving Eidus. So why is Rashi to say that no one's going to give Eidus? You do this anyway, even if you forget about Zolman, you always do this. So it seems to be that Rashi is not really...
No, it's not Rashi, it's the Gemara. The Gemara says like that, yeah. I don't know, the Mishnah on Saren says, indeed in the Foshes, they warn him not to Erkedei Dibur before they lay down the ground rules before the Edom start giving out God's
so
Edom.
Yeah.
They give a speech before. Not we don't want him to testify.
We prefer to testify.
The Mishnah says is dinim lo yagid. The Mishnah says lest the Edom will ask malanu v'lat zara azaisa. The Mishnah quotes the pasuk im lo yagid minas avana.
Im
chiv to testify. Im chiv to testify, and then the bezin has to determine whether they can, whether there's grounds for punishment or not. So you're right. The Mishnah says that, and the bezin always gives a spiel, gives a whole drasha, but that's not so direct. It's not immediately before they're about to testify. That's in advance. Yeah. So the Gemara says, when are you going to give the Hasra? Rabbi says, Rabbi Lozer is right. When are you going to give the Hasra? If you're going to give the Hasra way in advance, so it's a Ishtalin, we forgot. Nasru b'shas ma'isa, so Parshu v'la Masadi, even in a case where they're giving Eidus Emes, no one was going to want to testify. You're like, you'll chase away all the Eidim. You'll ruin the whole institution of our God of Eidus. Nasru b'lu v'sof, shouldn't we give the Hasra after they already gave the Hasra to say this? So what good is that? They already, Magda Havahavi, it's lacha ma'isa, it doesn't help. A guy eats chaz and then you give him a hasra. We're going to give you malchus because you just ate chaz. You have to give the hasra before it. Tech the dim immediately prior to the aver. So that's what Rava said. My dad is too late. Maskel Abaye, what's so bad? You can give the hasra. Abaye's picking on Rava. The last thing that Rava said. Rava said, and if you're going to give the hasra after the Edom already finished, I'm going to say this. My dad have it's lachar mais, it's too late. The Abai says, why is it too late? The Halacha says the Edom came back out of the Haggadah Seder. So we can give them a Hasra immediately after they finish the Haggadah Seder. We'll give them a Hasra. We give you an opportunity to back out now. And if you gave Eder Sheker and you don't back out, then we're going to be mazim you. We're going to give you an Anish Misa, Malkus, whatever. But you have a chance now to back out. Now speak up and forever keep the peace. So it is possible. To, you don't say Magda Havi Havi. You can't give Hasra La Acher. Shehiidu Turk Kadeidiba. That's Abai's time against the last thing that Rava said.
Isn't that a long Turk Kadeidiba?
Right, that's what Taisus discusses. That's a very long Turk Kadeidiba. So the answer is Turk Kadeidiba means if you're pausing. A guy gives Haggadah to say this, then he waits 5 minutes and then he says, I back out. But if he gives a Haggadah to say this and then we carry on the conversation back and forth, then he says, okay, I back out. That's considered like Turk Kadeidiba. If it's all part of the conversation, that's what Tosfos said. Then it's considered Turk Kadeidiba. Maskif lo. Abaye had a taina against the last thing that Rabbi said. Maskif lo Rabach Breda Raviki has a taina against the earlier point that Rabbi said. Nasri Buhu Mei Korah. Why not give them the Hasra way in advance? Not immediately took the Dibur before they give the Haggadah Seder. And then as they're about to begin the Haggadah Seder, the Bezin will say, and don't forget what you told you, what we told you before. They won't be so explicit to say, and if you give the Haggadah Seder, B'sheker, we're going to give you the death penalty. If it'll be Mazim, then you're going to chase everybody away. We'll just be Merames. And don't forget what we told you before, so we won't chase everybody away. Why not? That's his kasha. Nasri Bumeko, why does Rabbi Loza say that it's impossible to give Hasra for Edom Zamim? It is possible. Nasri Bumeko, give the Hasra before. Then the Ram is Buhura Muzay. And we'll remind them as they're about to give the Haggadah Seder, don't forget the ground rules. So that'll also be a good Hasra. So this is, they were jumping on Rabbi. Rabbi is supporting what the Rabbi Loza said. Rabbi Loza said it's impossible. Labane Hasra, you can't give Hasra. It's not you can't give. Rabbi Loza said there's no Hasra by Edom Zamim. So there's no Hasra. So that's why the fairships of Torah, Edom Zamim, and the Tashlum, and they don't get Malkus. The Rabbi interpreted Rabbi Loza that it's impossible to give Hasra. So the Gemara, why is it impossible? It's not impossible. You can give Hasra. The Gemara says, no, it's not because it's impossible. It's a different reason why. Because Al Pidin, they don't need Hasra. What I said, what I just said before is not correct. I said that it is technically, it is possible to give Hasra Turk Kadeidiba after they finished Haggadah Seder. Abaye and Rabbi Chabad Ravika disagreed with Rabbi. Rabbi understood Rabbi Lozer is saying that it's impossible to give Hasra. So Abaye says that he couldn't have meant it's impossible. Lam Milsi Diyamri. No, the Halacha says Edom Zam don't need Hasra. It's not that it's impossible. They don't need Hasra Al Pidin. That's how the Rambam said. The Rambam is quoting this Gemara. He's not saying that it's impossible. This is Al-Pidin, you don't need Asron. So that's what Rabbi says. La Milsi, the Amr, but I said is not correct. If the din would have been that you do need Asra and Kilo and Asrinabu, if you wouldn't give Asra, like Hatlin Alu, they wouldn't get the punishment of Misa for Kasha Zamam. So Abai Tainus, how can that be? Me can be the din of Bo Kotil, Beloy Hasra. They were trying to kill a person. They gave Eder Sheker that he was Mechal Shabbos, which he was not Mechal Shabbos. So they're trying to give him the death penalty, even though there was no Avera and there was no Hasra. So we have to give them the punishment. We should give them the punishment they were trying to give to the other guy, even though they didn't do Chilul Shabbos and didn't get Asra Inu. So they didn't get Asra either. So we're going to say they were trying to kill him, Bili Aver, Bili Hasra, Vinu Bo Asra, and for the Eidim we will require Hasra. No, Abinu says, Kashazama Lasli Ocha Veleko. That's part of Kashazama. So when the Rambam quotes this, that was the Gemara's Pshat, the correct Pshat in Reb Loza, not like Rova. Rava misunderstood Rav Loza is saying that it's a Rav Loza saying a technicality. It's technically impossible. It's not charged to give Asra. So Abai said that's not what he meant. Rav Loza meant to say Alpidin. Edim Zam don't need Asra. So the Rambam quotes in the Fishein Behemaisa. That's what we discussed yesterday. The Rambam Fishein Behemaisa. That's why Alpidin you don't need Asra. So Abai says what it means is that's part of Kasha Zamam. You give them the punishment. Even though they didn't do the Avera, and even though they were not given Hasra, because that's what they were trying to do to him. That makes sense when you give the Eidim Zaymim in Misa or Malkus, that's the Kasha Zamam. What about by Eidim Zaymim in by Ben Grusha Mechalutza, the opening Mishnah? Elamiyata Ben Grusha Mechalutza, that is not Kasha Zamam, Lasus Liochiv. We had the Pasik, Vitzdika Vishiv Hayom Birakos HaRosha, that's Megale. That Losana does give Malkus. So there the Malkus is Lisha Ovar for the Avera of Losana. So why shouldn't you say in that case that you do need Asra? Elamiyata Ben Grushim, if the Pshat is like Abayi says, Pshat is like the Rambam says, if you shame by Maisa, so that should only be when there's a real punishment of Kasha Zamam. But by Ben Grushim Ben Chalutza with the Malkus, because they violated the Lami Kasha Zamam called Misrabi. It's because of Loisana. So there I should say, Leboy Hasra. Abai's explanation and the Ram's explanation shouldn't apply. And for the Gemara, no. Amakra Mishpatech Yelacha Mishpatech Shabbat Lekulchem. What does it mean? It's a low plug derais. How does Rashi say? Since in Roiv cases, what does Rashi say? Kaven the Rov Zamamim, La B'nei Hasra Ninu. In Rov cases of Kasha Zamam, the Din says you don't need Hasra. So even in this case, where there is not, where there shouldn't have been such a din, you go basarayv and we kaver the din that even by yedim zaymimim aben krishma chalutza, also you don't need hasra. That's a beferish gemara. The Meiri in the beginning of Makkos has a machlokes in the Rishonim about this. How can it be a machlokes in the Rishonim? According to our gemara, it's a beferish gemara. The gemara asks that question. The gemara says no. Mishpatach yelachem. Maybe they didn't have the girsa. Maybe they forgot the gemara. Whatever. This gemara is beferish against that opinion in the Meiri. Mishpat HaShavah LeKulchem. Yeah, what?
Okay.
That's the question. What does it mean? What does it mean?
Isn't this like saying again, though, like a different reason than the
Rama? Isn't who? Abaye is saying a different reason?
Yeah.
I don't know. The Rambam understood that that's what it means. That the Gzeres HaKosov that we acquire Hasra in order to give an Einish Aguf. It's only that the Einish Aguf is for an Avera that was done in the past. Einish L'Sha'ogar. But Eidim Zamimim is a different story, totally different story. That's what the Rambam apparently understood the Gemara. Since it's a Din of Asisim L'Kasha Zamam, and that's not an Einish L'Sha'ogar. He doesn't deserve the death penalty for attempted murder. He deserves to be beaten up, something else, life imprisonment or something. So that's what it means that in such a case he understood Abayi to mean I'm by mice. That's apparently the Rambam interpreted the Gemara like that.
And isn't it saying like something very specific here, like you won't have fulfilled Kasher Zaman?
Right. So the Rambam understands what it means is, so still how do you give an Einish Aguf without Hasra? So the answer is because the Einish is not L'Sha'avah. The only time you need Hasra is when the Einish is L'Sha'avah.
But but was Ram giving a reason why you didn't donish or why you don't need Asra?
Why don't need Asra? Rama says, "Ein eidem zayim mishkaga to b'shem b'hamaisa." You can't say that b'shoygeg, you don't punish the eidem zayimim. He says, "Lefichach, you don't need hasra, since there's no shkaga, because the onish is not because they did an aver l'shava that you have to ascertain whether the aver was really done b'meizid. The onish is really lahabo. They said it's a dikta. So the Rama knew that that's what it means. Kashazamam, the whole onish kashazamam is a different kind. It's not a l'shava. It's a lahabo thing. It's a dikta. It's a different."
Isn't Rabbi Elazar arguing, saying that we don't need the Perish of Tzar?
And then Abaye and Ravach Beid Rabike hit him over the head. Why do you say that it's physically impossible to have a Hasra? So they said it is possible. You can have a Hasra well in advance and then be Mirabs. You can have a Hasra Tech the deeper after. You can't physically have Asra. Abai says no. Rabbi Elazar said Al Pidin and Mizam don't need Asra. Saying a different word. Al Pidin they don't need Asra.
Right. But Al Pidin they don't need Asra. But again, since Al Pidin they don't need Asra, then can't you still say that's why they don't get
Matos
and they get
Mamo?
And that you don't need
the fair ships of Tar? No, that's why the fair ships of Tar, because it's a different kind of a punishment. It's a Yotze min HaKlal. The klal usually would be whoever gets malchus because of doing the lav da chasima, so then you like him eidim mishalim. But by eidim zamimim, it's a totally different kind of a malchus. But haraya that you don't need asra, so it's like the Rambam says, it's to serve as a deterrent. It's a totally different kind. So therefore, b'fereshup satov, just explaining why it's unique. The first pshat was that's a case. You can't give malchus over there because it's impossible to give hasra, so therefore you can't give malchus. Then the Rabbi said that's not what he meant. It can't be. You can't give hasra. The Rabbi says that's not what he meant. He's just explaining why the fellowship is there. Because that's a yotze min haklal. So it can't be done. You can't learn out from Eidim Zavim to Kol HaTorah Kulo, because there you give malchus based on a different word. It's a different kind of a malchus. But whenever it's a normal malchus, then you would say loike beinim mishalom. Eidim Zavim is beferishim satervis. It's a different kind of malchus. Yeah.
At the end of the day, we say you don't need
Asura
by the Ben
Rushim
also.
That's Beferish and Agamor. The Meiri in the beginning of Makkas has a Machloikas or Rishonim about it. But Agamor is Beferish, that you don't need Asura. The Gemara says, Rashi explains the Drosha. Since the Roif cases of Eidim Zaymimim, we understand that you don't need Asura. So even in the case where it makes sense that you should have required Asura, you don't require Asura.
But then, and then we're saying you do get Malkus.
You do get malchus, even though there was no hasra.
According to this, isn't there a letter saying wherever there's no hasra, you don't get malchus? What's he saying here, according to this section?
No, the pashup shat in Rav Elazar was what Rava said. Right. Elazar is explaining about that by Eidim Zemim. Of course, he can't give malchus. How can you give malchus? There's not shach to give hasra. So you don't give malchus, they make him pay the mammon. The only time you say, give him the komlei with the rabbi and give him the malchus, don't make him pay the mammon, if it's shaykh to give the malchus. That's how Rabbi Yechanan said. So Rabbi Elazar was just saying that by Eidim Zam it's never going to be Yasri Bey. It's impossible. So that's why the fairship said Torah. Because you never give Hasra. So then Gemara says it's not true. What Rabbi misunderstood Rabbi Elazar. Can it be that that's what he said? That since it's not shaykh to give hasra, therefore you can never give malchus? No! You do give malchus even though there's no hasra. So Abai says, no, that's where Rabbi Elazar meant. That is, the fairship of Torah Eidim Zavim, that's a different kind of malchus. So you can't learn out, you can't extrapolate from Eidim Zavim to Kol HaTorah Kulo, because Eidim Zavim is a whole different story. The malchus is a whole different story over there. In a normal case, it would be like of Eidim Mishalim. And the malchus by Eidim Zavim is an abnormal, it's an irregular din.
According to the first pshat and according to Rava, you could. Is there ever a time you give malchus by eidim zomim? Like, let's say they gave eidos on something that was going to give the guy malchus.
Yeah, the Mishnah says you get malchus, and Mishnah says by eidim zomim, but by grush machalutz also you get malchus.
So why, according to Rava?
That's what Abai Tain is. It's not correct. Rava misunderstood Rava Lazar. Yeah, he said Rava Lazar didn't say that. It can't be. Simple pshat and Rava Lazar is like Rava said. Rav Loz is just explaining that the Eidim Zemimim is not shaykh to say loike the Eidim Sham. You never get Malkus. Rabbi says it's not true. You always get Malkus by Eidim Zemimim. Rav Loz is just explaining why can't you learn a Mamatzina from Eidim Zemimim to call out Tarakula that Mishalim Bein Aloike, because it's a quirk of a Malkus. It's a different kind of a Malkus.
What's the Gemara's Maskana about the source for Malkus in Ben Yusha?
That pasuk v'zikvas atzar v'yeshivas harasha v'hayon bin akos harasha. So v'zikvas atzar v'yeshivas harasha means we thought before these witnesses came that A is the Russian, B is the tzaddik. Now we ascertain that it's not so. A is the Russian, B is the tzaddik. Everything is faket because somebody was mazim the second Adam or mazim the first pair of Adam. Then the pasuk says v'hayon bin akos harasha. When you mazim the Adam, sometimes it leads up to Malkus. So usually it leads up to Kasha Zamam. But in the case where you can't fulfill Kasha Zamam, like Ben Gush Machalutza, Mark explains why you can't fulfill Kasha Zamam, so then it leads up to Malkus.
Is that the source, or that's telling us we have permission to give the Malkus from Losana,
yeah.
Even though it's a Lav Shem B'Maisa.
That's what Tosis writes. So this pasuk is megala that it's an exception to the rule that it does fall under it. It's the regular din of malchus. You give the regular din of malchus. Yeah, but Agamar explains it can't be the regular din of malchus. Regular din of malchus you should need hasra. So Agamar says no, it's also a form of kasha zomim. So it's also within the parsha of kasha zomim. Lishpatech yolachem that the malchus of Edom Zemimim is not just simply because that's dumi the lav da chasima lasane. Even though it's not 100% doing the lav da chasima, the pasuk is begala that it falls under that category. Not exactly so. Then you should have needed the hasra. It's also a din of Edim Zemim, special din of Edim Zemim.
So in the half meaning of the Gemara, Rebbe didn't realize that there's any institution, any only shaklot by kash like Yisa.
How can it be? He forgot Masechet Makas. He got the whole perek in Makas. I don't know. He misunderstood Rav Loza. He thought Rav Loza is saying that in that case of Edim Zemim, of course you pay the mom and you don't get the Malkus, because not shaykh to give Malkus, there was no Hasra. Then they chapam. It is shaykh to give Malkus, it is shaykh to give Hasra. And there is Malkus. What are you talking about? Of course there's Malkus. Beli Hasra. There's Malkus, Beli Hasra. So the answer was given, no, you can't learn that from Edim Zemim. Li Alma, because Edim Zemim is a different parsha of Malkus, a different kind of Malkus. So we had before that the Gemara said the fairship satara, chayva b'chaver le'tashlumin. How is it the fairship satara? So the Gemara said, because it says by chayva b'chaver, kasher asa ken yasa lo. What do you need? Ken yasa b'olam ali. Maniu mamon. So you see that you pay the mamon, you don't give him the malchus. You don't give the malchus. And ikev akov shemesh avipruto, you give malchus. Must be that you gave Hasra. So why is it Kevakor Sheyesh Bo Shavu Pruto? Why in that case don't you give him the Malkus? They say, Mamanim Shal Milkal Eloke. So that they derive from the Pesukim before. So now the Gemara quotes, other Amoraim have the same idea, the Tereshir Pesatur, but they have a different Pesuk. Avsheh Shebeid Deravidiyah Mechavu Bachaver Nam Mamanim Shal Milkal Eloke Mehocha. He has a different Mokot to say the Tereshir Pesatur. We had before the bottom of Lamed Beis on the base, the Tereshir Pesatur, from the phrase Ken Yinosim Bolam Le'dov Sheyesh Bo Nesina, and it goes even though there was Hasra LeMalkus, you still don't give the Malkus. So he has a different mocha that the pasuk says Ki Yinotzah Anoshim Nak Vishah V'yotzi Le'dov you paid the Mevel. What does it mean Ki Yinotzah Anoshim? They're trying to harm each other or they're trying to kill each other. Omer Rab Loza claims B'mitzu Shebmitzu HaKos Medaber says ki inotzu, they're fighting. So that what's the nature of the fight? They're trying to kill each other. B'mitzu Shemisa HaKos Medaber Dichsiv. How do you know that they're trying to kill each other? Dichsiv. If the woman gets killed, V'masan Yeh, it says V'nok V'yishar V'yatzi Yeladel Lo Yehosan Anashi Anashi Pei D'mei V'lo This V'masan Yeh V'nesata Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. If the woman gets killed, then they get the death penalty. So Rav Lozer understood what it means is Niskabel Argazeh Bahargazeh is Chayiv Misa. That's a machlokes Satanoim. Reb Shimon and Achachamim in the Mishnah and Sanhedrin. There's a whole section of Maseches Sanhedrin, around a few dafim, where the Mishnayos and the Gemara talks about the laws of Ritzicha. So here, this is one of the discussions. The pasuk says, "Ki nuts on Hashem and mitzvah shem mitzvah." They're trying to kill each other. For that kriisha harabit masan yia, she gets killed, and his kavan lagers have a harag zeh. So it says, "Masan yia menasatan nevesh tachas nevesh echidami." What's the case? Either he give the death penalty because he accidentally killed a woman. So what's the case? Echidami either leyasrib. If they never gave many hasra'a about if you're gonna do murder, you're gonna get the death penalty on my mikdal. So why is it chay misa for killing nisha? El pshita the asrib they gave hasra'a. So therefore, whether Reuben kills Shimon or Reuben kills Rachel, this pregnant woman has to be innocent bystander. He's going to get the death penalty. And the assumption is this: Rav Shesha Beit Ravid is working on the assumption that's highly questionable. Musar v'dava chama havi musar v'dava kal. That's a question. The whole idea of hasra is it a chok gzeiras hakasa b'yalma? You got to have hasra. Or is it lahafemain shayigiglamais? So let's say the woman is an eshes isha zinsa, schayv chenik. So the Edom don't know all the dinim, and they say, you better not be mezana because they're going to give you skila. She says, I'd be happy to get skila. I don't care, give me the skila. I want to be mezana. And then it comes out, they can't give a skila. She's not an Ira Hamarasa. So they can't give a sreifa. It's not a baskan shizinsa. They're going to give a chenik. But they didn't want a chenik. So is there a xeris hakosu that musu the davacham, Allah habi musu the davakal? Oh no, they gave a hasra, so the hasra is good for that. Or inami, the following case, the guy's about to eat basa b'cholav. They say, better not eat basa b'cholav, they're going to give you skila. He says, I don't care, I want to eat the basa b'cholav, give me all the skila you want. Then they come to Bezdin, and the Bezdin says, what are you hacking on China? There's no skila for basa b'cholav, there's malchus. But the guy accepted the hasra, he's prepared to do the averi, even if they give him skila, kal v'chomer. He's prepared to do that there, even if they give him Malchus. Malchus is a Dovakal. So the Gemara has this Shaila, Dion, where the Musu the Dovakomer, Loi Habi Musu with a Dovakal. It's a Psachok, Akzeris Hakosu, no logic, that's what Taisa says. The last two lines in Taisa on the bottom on the page. Ishlem and Akzeris Hakosu, the Binish Yataratzma, Boosa Misa. Musu the Dovakomer, Loi Habi Musu the Dovakal, Achok, Akzeris Hakosu, a formality. Hasra is a formality. Even if he's a chaver tzarech hasra, even if he knows, it's not just lahavchem ishag lemeisa. It's a chok. So maybe musa davacham lahav and musa davakal. Oh no, this rabacha Rav Shesha Beit Ravidi holds in svarim musa davacham lahav and musa davakal. So why does it say in the Torah that you paid the mevul adais? They gave mahasra. They gave mahasra. Don't kill the other guy, and that's why if he accidentally kills the pregnant woman, he gets the death penalty. Gets the death penalty. So how does it say in the Chumash? That if the woman doesn't die, he pays the mevul adais. But he's chayvul in the woman. A chayvul b'chaver also should get malchus because he violated lo yosef ben yosef. And they gave masra. They gave masra. Don't kill the other person. Don't hurt the other person. You may kill him and they give you the death penalty. So that should be Musar the Davacham, Havi Musar the Davakal. So that should include that he's prepared to get Malchus for hurting the other person. So how come you don't say Kam Lebi the Rabbinate? Why don't you say every Mevelada should be Pata from paying the Mevelada's because he should get Malchus? So you see that the Fairship Satar Chava Bachaver El Tashlum, even though it should have really been Malchus, because the Pasuk seems to be talking there was Hasra. Ki Natsa Nashim and Akfishar, there was Hasra. Because it says Masin Yevan Asatan Nevesh Tachas Nefesh. If the girl gets killed, if the pregnant woman dies, then you do give the death penalty. Obviously, there was Hasra. Don't kill the other one. So even if the woman doesn't get killed, she just gets harmed. She just gets harmed. I should say Musa Davacham and Musa Davakai should give Malchus. That's a raya that the fairy ships are third. We had a different Mocha before. We had a different mocker. So yes, this is the mocker. So the Gemara says, what kind of a mocker is that? First of all, who says that you're right? Maybe they didn't say not so. What's the logic? They says, no logic.
Hasra is a formality. It has to be Tech Kedei Dibur, even if the guy's a Chaver, he's giving a shir about Basav Chalav. And he tells you that whoever eats Basav Chalav gets Malka, and he goes ahead and he eats it. He knows what he's doing. He's sort of giving himself to Hasra. So still, it's a formality. You have to have Hasra.
And
then you also say, like, that kind of goes with some shabbat, that maybe, like, you think you're mocking him. You say, if you pass the chalak, we're going to give you skila. So I think you can just, like, no way. That's a good argument. Okay. That is a good argument. I don't know. Good. So Rabashi has two tainas against Rav Acha Beder Avika. One taina is, maybe the first premise is not correct. Musa do chalam, musa do chalam. The intim tzulayma havi. And even if you should assume that that premise is correct, the Musa Davachal Mahavi Musa Davachal, who says that because he agrees to Misa, I'm prepared to accept Misa for killing someone, who says that it means I'm prepared to accept Malkus for beating somebody up? I mean, Malkus is going to take a while. People get into Bezna if he's sturdy, strong, Bezna is going to give him 39 Malkus. Misa, they're going to kill him right away, 1, 2, 3. So maybe people are prepared to suffer death, instantaneous death, as opposed to being prepared to accept suffering that's stretched out over a period of time. So that's what he argues. My the Misa Chamura, who says that Misa is a Dova Chamur and Malkus is the Dova Kal? Since he accepted Hasra of the Misa, should the Misa Kasamadabi accepted the Hasra for the death penalty, he was prepared to accept all Malkus for beating up the other guy, prepared to accept Malkus for beating up the woman, also. So, Digmar Dilma Malkus Chomer. Why should I say like that? Because it's protracted, it's prolonged. The Amar Rav, we have this famous statement. Hanan Mishal Bazar refused to worship Avodah Zarah. They asked them to bow down to the Tzelem and they refused. So, Rav says they refused and they were prepared to give up their lives. What happened over there? They threw them into a furnace. And they weren't killed. They were prepared to give up their lives, Yorg Val Yama, not to worship Avodah Zarah. So Rab says, yeah, because if they would have, they thought that they're going to get killed instantaneously. But if they would have beat them up, they would have kept on beating them up, they would have given in. Pochel Etzlama, they would have given in. To give up your life instantaneously, that people are prepared to do, but to suffer prolonged pain, that's more than giving up your life. So that's what the Gemara Taina is, that based on this statement of Rav, the Taina that who says that the Dover Chomor is the Mis and the Dover Kal is the Malkus, maybe the Malkus is the Dover Chomor, and the Mis is the Dover Kal. So the Gemara rejects that. The Gemara says that's a little ridiculous. Amalei Rosamarei the Ravashi, or the other version has it, Osama Bey the Ravashi, asked his father, you're talking about Malkus Arboim, the Bezin, you're talking about which is more chomer, Misa, the death penalty, or Malkus, 39 times Malkus. So he's bringing a tzushtel from what Rav made a comment about Hanan Mishal Bazar. Hanan Mishal Bazar, they would have whipped them for hours and hours and hours till they're gonna break their resistance. Of course they're going to give in. We're not talking about 39 times Malkus. 39 times Malkus, and when you give 39 times Malkus, you have to make sure the guy doesn't die. And if he's not strong enough to take the Malkus, and you give him less than 39. Mishnah says, Omdemosa. Sometimes you only give him three Malkus. If that's all he can take, you give in units of three. Sometimes you'll only give three, sometimes six, sometimes nine. So the Gemara says, that's ridiculous to say that Malkus is Muhammad and Misa. That argument doesn't make any sense. Don't you know to distinguish between Hakosh Yeshba Kitzvah and Hakosh Yeshba Kitzvah? But Hanan Mishol Bazari, the comment of Rav was, they would have beat them up. Hakosh Yeshba Kitzvah, they would have given in to worship Avodah Zarah. Yeah, that's a discussion that Tosfos and the Rishonim says. What do you mean? Rav makes a statement that they wanted Hanan Mishol Bazari to worship Avodah Zarah and they refused to. That's Dr. Din Yehorek Vayavar. So Rav says they're only mechuyev to give up their lives, but they're not mechuyev to suffer yisurim, prolonged yisurim. Is that the din? So Tosfos says, how can that be? The Gemara says in the end of Brachas that when they killed Rabbi Akiva, they tortured him to death. It took a long time till they tortured him to death. And he said, Kol Yomai, he was always wondering all of my lifetime,
And now they took his life that he was teaching Torah Barabim and he gave his life al Kiddush Hashem. But he's not mechuyif to. The Gemara says, see, you're only mechuyif to give your life if it's going to be instantaneous, but to have prolonged torture, the Gemara sounds like you're not mechuyif to do that. So isn't there a contradiction between the two Gemaras? That's Tosis Kash. So Tosis has their famous answer. They have it in a few Masechtas. They sign on the side. Tosis says, it's a surprising suggestion, Rabbi Natam, that the Tzelem that they wanted them to bow down to doesn't mean to worship the Tzelem. Also, Omer Rabbi Natam, in the middle of the Tosis, Omer Rabbi Natam, also Tzelem lo hoya abadis kochavim mamish, it wasn't abadisar. El hoya also the kveid amelech. They wanted them to bow down to the statue of the king out of respect for the king. Not that they deified. If they deified the king, it's right there, Rabbi Dezor. Not that they deified the king, out of respect for the king. So what's wrong? So you should bow down to respect the king. So what's the avera? So why were they prepared to give up their lives? Lifnei Mishur HaSadin. Because it looks like Rabbi Dezor. Wow. You're allowed to give up your life. Lifnei Mishur HaSadin. So the Rambam is chaylag on this thesis. The Rambam has a famous statement in Hilchas Yisrei Ator, when the Rambam quotes in Perikei, all the dinim of Yehar Gval Yavah. So he says, we have a din pikuach nefesh is decha kol atara kula. That if someone holds a gun to my head and threatens to kill me unless I eat the chazer, so you have to eat the chazer and not allow him to kill you. And if you want to prav amidas chasidus and say, I'm not going to eat the chazer, go shoot me and he kills you, you're in violation of the din of suicide. I raise him as chai ben apsha. You're not allowed to give up your life. Kenega the din. You have to know what the din is. When the din says yaharig val yava, you have to give up your life. When the din says yava val yaharig, you're not allowed to give up your life. There's no room for midas chasidus. That's what the Rambam writes.
Maybe it means that they would be not be able to withstand it, not that you're allowed to.
Oh, so that's the poshib shat in the Gemara, right? Poshib shat. But the Rabbeinu Tam understood the Gemara. He translated the words differently. So you would translate, I would have said like you. Not al pidin, it would have been permitted to. No, they wouldn't be able to resist it. During the Korean War, that's when the American government came to that realization. Because the Koreans would capture American soldiers, and then they would torture them till they would pressure them to make ridiculous statements. So they would televise, that they would take videos and have them say, life in America is miserable, no one has any bathtubs, nobody has any showers, nobody has any food, nobody has any money. Because they would threaten them, they would torture them till they made these ridiculous statements. So that's the Poshib Shat in the Gemara. If you torture a person long enough, you can get him to say anything or to do anything. He just loses his Bechira Chavshis. Yeah, people can resist only so much. So that's the Poshib Shat in the Gemara. One can learn like that. The Rabbeinu Tam and other Rishonim and the Shittim Kubetzes. Other Rishonim don't learn like that. They learn Habapachal Etzlama, they would have worshipped Avodah Zarah out of their own free will, with Bechira Chavshi. They would have. Why? So Tosfos says because it wasn't really Avodah Zarah. It was just a Marisayin of Avodah Zarah. And you're permitted to be Moisa Nefesh, even the Lifnei Mishur HaSadin, against the Rambam. You're permitted, Afa Pichain, Hoya Bakidash Hashem, Lakach Moser Atzma, even on Mikir Adin, there wasn't a din of a Yoga Val Yavar. But there is such a midas chasidus. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah has the same thing also. In the middle of Avodah Zarah they have it. That there's such an inyan of lefnim mishur hasadin by Yehorg Valyavar against the Rambam. Because the Mishnah on the side of that Rambam quotes a Ran on the Gemara. The Gemara has in different places that people will meisa nefesh lefnim mishur hasadin. So isn't it beferish like Tosfos? So I think it's the Nebuki Yosef on the side of the Rif on Sanhedrin. Nebuki Yosef says that even the Rambam has to agree that in rare instances, if it's an Adam Chashuv Miyod, then by his refusing to do a slight Avera, he'll accomplish a great Kiddush Hashem, a Chizuk and Klal Yisrael. So then even the Rambam has to agree that there is room to do a Midas Chassidus. But the Machlek is the Rambam and Tesis is, what if he's not such an Adam Chashuv? Maybe Hanan Mishal Bazaria. Maybe there were prominent people. Maybe even the Rambam would agree that there was an inyan to volunteer Yehar Galyan. Maybe even the Rambam would agree to that. But in most cases, the Rambam would disagree with Tosfos. Tosfos holds even a private person. There's a midas chasidus to give up your life. Yeah. Yeah, but that's the question. What does it mean, Chilul Hashem? So if a person does that, and let's say they hold a gun to my head, they want to force me to eat chazer, and b'fnei asara miYisrael, there are 10 Jews watching. So that's called a Chilul Hashem. To eat chazer b'farhesia, that's a Chilul Hashem. So then the din requires your har gvul yalam. You're according to everybody. Then the mikra din. Or, let's say it's b'tzina, not b'farhesia, not b'fnei asara, but it's b'shaz gzeres hashmad. We know the government is forcing all the Jews to violate kashrus. So then also, the b'shaz hashmad, the din says yehor gvul yalam. But if it's neither b'farhesia nor b'shaz hashmad, so if it's an Adam Choshev and I'll accomplish a big Chizakat Torah, that even the Rambam agrees that there is such a thing as Amidas Chassidus. Like Bez Me'akam Ayan Shem Shalayim and Aden Lohayra Shoh and Amigda Milsa. The Gemara has a Machlekes and Yibam is Daft Tzadik with the Yeshkech B'yal Chachamim Lakadom and Atar B'kum V'yaseir only B'shei V'yal Tasa. So the Maskanos the Gemara is only B'shei V'yal Tasa. But the Gemara says on rare occasions, Yeshkech B'yal Chachamim, if it's Lahiru Ashoah, the Migdam Milsa, the din is Yeshkech B'achachamim, even Lakadom Menatar B'kum V'yaseh. So the Gemara says, on one occasion, the Chachamim prohibited riding on a horse on Shabbos. So one person rode on a horse on Shabbos. So the Gemara says they gave him the death penalty. Al Pidin, you're not supposed to give the death penalty for riding a horse. It's only an Issa de Rabbanan. It's not a Malacha Deraisa. It's only Osama de Rabbanan, Gzer Hashem Yachtach Zmorah. But Hashoah Hoy said Tzvicha Lekach. They felt it. They're not going to give the guy the death penalty. No one's going to observe this chumra min the rabbanon. They just came up with this gzera de rabbanon. This guy, wise guy wanted to show he's not going to listen to the gzera de rabbanon. He's going to go ride on his horse. So they felt that ashot tzvicha lekach. So there's a chadin of lo sirtzach. You're not allowed to murder someone. So the halacha says yesh kach b'achachamim lakadov menat bikum v'yasei. If you're going to save Yiddishkeit, the reform and the conservative hold like that also. They said you have to allow the balabatan to drive to the synagogue on Shabbat. Otherwise they're going to lose Jewish identity. So they meant L'shem Shemayim, but they didn't consult any learned people. So the way they were prepared to yesh kach laka, because you don't need a Bez Nagadol for that. That's a din in every generation. There's such a din. Pashtus is a private person also yesh kach. The Gemara has in rare cases chatei b'shvil shetiske, chatei b'shvil sheyiske chavercha. In rare cases we say like that. The Gemara says in the beginning of Shabbos, would anybody in his right mind think that you say like that? So in Shulchan Aruch it says in rare cases we do say like that. The Gemara has. In rare cases we do say Chatei Bishul Shetiske. Hakrovas Karbana, certain cases you do things Chatei Bishul Shetiske. It doesn't mean Bishul Tiske. It doesn't mean you steal money from the government and you make a yeshiva. That you're not allowed to do that. There are certain rules when you say Chatei b'shul shetiske, not b'shul shetiske, I'm going to do a little sin in order to make a lot of money. You don't say, you say Chatei to do a little avera in order to gain a lot of ruchnias. So sometimes you do say Chatei b'shul shetiske. Rav Chaim Volozhin has the attack in the Nefesh HaChaim. He has the attack against the Hasidim. So he says the Hasidim, they're always making hachonis and hachonis and hachonis. They're making hachonis Shabbos morning. They go to mikveh, then they learn with their children Mava Sedra, then they learn Gemara with the children, and then when they're finally in a happy mood of Yerush HaMayim, then they start davening Shachris at 11:30 in the morning. Then they missed the Zman Kriya Shema, they missed the Zman Tefillah. Then Pesach night, they're making hachonis every night, they're making hachonis for Mincha, and then they daven Mincha after the Tzeis HaKachom. Then on Pesach night, they make hachonis and hachonis, and then they start the Seder after Chatzis. So he says, If you missed the train, even by 2 minutes, you missed it. He says, eating the matzah after chatzos and davening after the Zman Kriya Shema is like lighting Neres Chanukah on Sukkot and sitting in the Sukkah on Chanukah. You missed it. It doesn't help. You missed it only by 5 minutes. You missed it by 6 months. It's the same thing. You missed the Zman. You have to be medaktik. I bet the Hasidim say, Chatei b'shvil shetiske. We're doing it all l'shem Shemayim. There is such a concept in the Gemara. So the Rav Chaim Volozhin writes an exaggeration. He writes, Chatei b'shvil shetiske was only Yankov Avina married two sisters. No, so shtei achoyes. Why? Because he knew that it's going to be mamed. He knew Baruch HaKod is going to be mamed Yud Beishvat. So he says, that was Koyde Matan Torah. But the Ovis were only volunteering as an Eina Mitzvah V'yoseh to observe all the mitzvahs of Torah. But after the Torah was given, nitna Torah v'nischat shalocha, there's no more chatei b'shul shetiske. So Rav Chaim Volozhin, they're exaggerated over there. The Gemara said, b'feirush, the din chatei b'shul shetiske. In Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Shabbos, they have chatei b'shul shetiske. It applies b'zman hazeh also, but in rare cases. He didn't mean to say it doesn't apply at all. Rav Chaim Volozhin had a Talmud. I learned in Volozhin. He gave Shurim in Volozhin. Abosha Tiktina. He wrote the Birchas Rosh. He wrote the Birchas Rosh on Brochus and on Nazir. They have the Birchas Rosh, the Haggos of the Birchas Rosh on Nazir. It's printed in the back of the Vilna Shach. But he wrote a whole Sefer Birchas Rosh, a whole Biurim on the Masechta. And he gave Shurim in Volozhin and Yeshiva also. So he has a little Sefer Keser Rosh, like the Maaser Rav has all the Hanhogas of the Vilna Goyen, so the Keser Rosh has all the Hanhogas of Rav Chaim Volozhin. So he writes there that Rav Chaim, the Rebbe, wrote in his Sefer Nefesh HaChaim that the whole din of Chatei B'Shul Shatiske no longer applies after Matan Torah. He writes that was an exaggeration. He just wanted to explain that the Hasidim are doing wrong, because the Gemara says Allah HaLamayisah does apply in rare cases, but it doesn't apply as much as it applied Kaidah Matan Torah. Kaidah Matan Torah, everything was Zayna Mitzvah V'yoseh. So then it made more sense that you can violate. But it even applies even Mizman HaZeh Chatei B'Shul Shatiske. So you have in the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos Hevi Mechashev Hefzeh Mitzvah Keneged Tzchora Tzchar Aveira Keneged Hefzedah. So usually people interpret the Pashat Pshat in the Mishnah. It means like this: a good pair of tefillin costs $1,000. I should buy a pair of tefillin for my bar mitzvah job. Who's going to spend $1,000? It's a fortune of money. So the Mishnah says, "No, have a mechashev, have the mitzvah can get tzchor." Look, the pair of tefillin are going to last for the next 80 years, and you're going to wear it every day, every weekday. So it's going to come out. It's only cost a nickel every time you're going to leg tefillin. It's going to be a nickel, and you're going to get all the habah for this. Have a mechashev, have the mitzvah. Okay, now get schara, do the mitzvah, spend $1,000. It's a good investment because you're going to gain a lot by it. It's not really going to cost that much. And then the Torah says, I can't work on Shabbos. I can't work on Shabbos. If I would be able to work on Shabbos, I'd make $500,000 like this. Now, I only make $50,000. I'd rather make more money. So the Mishnah says, Havi Mechashid, Schara Veira, can I get Hepsedah? If you work on Shabbos, you're going to make $500,000, much more than you make now, but you're going to burn in Gehenim. Your life is going to be all the mitzvahs, everything is going to be cockeyed. So the Mishnah is mechazikas, have a mechashid, schar avera, keneged hafseira. Keep in mind, you're thinking about the $500,000 that you're going to gain, but you're going to lose so much more. So the Pasha Pshat in the Mishnah, most of the Mepharshim learn, Mishnah Perkei Avos is encouraging us, we should keep the mitzvahs, and we shouldn't do the averas. We shouldn't make a mistake in the calculation. So other Mepharshim, you look at the big Mishnah, Yochanan Boaz Mishnah, it's on the side, they learn Pshat in the Mishnah Faket. The Mishnah is telling you, Chatei B'Shul Shatiske, that sometimes having Mechashev, Hefzin Mitzvah Keneged Tzchora. Sometimes you should not fulfill the mitzvah. Sometimes you should be Mevatel the mitzvah. And sometimes you should do the Avera. Having Mechashev, Tzchara, Avera Keneged Hefzedah. If you're going to keep Shabbos, the Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch gives the example from the Tshuvas HaRashbo. They notified a man that the Christians kidnapped his daughter and they're going to take her to a monastery in a different city. They're going to convert and they're going to raise her as a Christian. So the Rashba writes, Chatei B'Shul Shetiske, it's not Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh means if someone's life isn't there, it's not Pikuach Nefesh. But it's Chatei B'Shul Shetiske. The father should go be Mechal Shabbos today and make sure that he gets his daughter back from those who kidnapped her, in order that he'll be able to raise his daughter as a nice religious girl, and she'll be an observant girl for the rest of her life. So that's an example of this din. Mechaba quotes the din of Chatei B'Shul Sheyiska Havercha. That's Chatei, not only B'Shul Sheyiska Ani, B'Shul Sheyiska Havercha. So that's how the Mepharshim on the side of the Mishnah suggests Pshat. Have been Mechashiv Schar Aveira Keneged Hefseda. If I'll be Mechal Shabbos, I'll gain, my daughter will be religious. And if I won't be Mechal Shabbos, I'll lose my daughter. So you should be Mechal Shabbos. The Mishnah means Fakert. There are cases where you should say Chatei B'Shul Shetiske. The Mepharshim on the side of the Mishnah is Lam Shat and the Mishnah, everything Fakert. So that's what the Kesef Mishnah on the side of the Rambam says, that even the Rambam has to agree. Quote to the book of Yosef, even the Rambam has to agree that there are rare instances where the Rambam would agree that you should be Moshe Nefesh, the Hitnat Vut. You should volunteer to give up your life. If it's an Olam Chashuv and it's going to make a big chizik for Yiddishkeit, so he should give up his life if he thinks he'll accomplish a lot. But if it's not an Olam Chashuv like that, then the Rambam holds that you're not allowed to, because it's like suicide. So if it's suicide, why allowed to if he's an Olam Chashuv? The answer is, on rare occasions we say, Chatei B'Shul Shetiske. that yeshkach the chachamim la'akadam in ator b'kum v'yaseh if it's lahirasha l'migdah milsa. It's not only b'yad chachamim. It's not a koyach of bezin. You don't need a bezin for that. Kol yachid v'yachid also like that. If you know that you're going to accomplish a lot, then Halacha says chatei b'shul shatizke, even to violate Shabbos, even to commit suicide, even to kill somebody else. He gave the death penalty to someone because he rode on the horse. That was lahirasha l'migdah milsa chatei b'shul shatizke. Right, so that's the question. Do you need bezin? So the Pashta says you don't even need a bezin. The Gemara says that Yoyal Eshischa, the Gemara says in Nozir, G'day la'aber l'shmo, k'mitzvah shalo l'shmo. The Yoyal Eshischa, Heber Akeni, was Mazana with Sisra in order to knock him out, in order to put him to sleep, and then she killed him, in order to save Klal Yisrael. So she was an Eshischa Zinsa. You're allowed to do that? The Gemara says, G'day la'aber l'shmo, she did the aver of Gilei Arayis. Gilei Arayis is Yoharek Val Yavar. You're not allowed to do Gilei Arayis to save your life, to save someone's life. But for Hatzolas Klal Yisrael, that you say it is proper. That's how it says in Shulchan Aruch that Esther went to be Mezana Beratzin. She said, Kasher Avadati Avadati. Up until then, she was Mezana Ba'inus. She was afraid that Achashverosh is going to kill her. And now she was initiating this news. And she said, Kasher Avadati Avadati. Now I'll be Yosef to Mordechai. Now I'm going to be Mezana Beratzin. She was an Eshes Isha Mordechai. Now she'll be Yosef. So why is she allowed to do it in the first place? It's Yehoreg Val Yavar. So in Shulchan Aruch, Ibn Ezra, they said, because v'hatzolas klal Yisrael, that's chatei b'shvil shetizka, chatei b'shvil shetizka chamecha, that you're allowed to do. That yesh koyach laka b'kum v'yaseh. And there was no bezin. Maybe Esther shayla. But Yoel Esh, his chaber hakeni, didn't ask any shayla. She didn't ask a psak from a bezin. Sisra came to her home. It was just on the spur of the moment. She realized if she'll violate Gilei Arayis, she'll save all of klal Yisrael. She'll kill him. She'll succeed in killing Sisra. So the Pashto says that this halacha, it's not a koyach bezin. It's a aver lishma. There's a concept of aver lishma, but it's very restricted.
In all those cases, there is always some mitigating factor. I mean, age is estikak ha'olam, or even by Shabbos, it's derabono, and then so deraisa. How do we know that the deraisa hold mitzvah in them?
This Gemara says. The Gemara has in
Shulchan Aruch.
Shulchan Aruch gives a case there, right? Yeah. Or killing the guy, they gave the Einish Misa to the guy for riding on a horse. That was outright Betzicha. Yeah, but. The Gemara says it has to be Lishma. G'dol la'aver Lishma. Yeah.
No, but not by Betzin.
Also, the Mefarshim say like that. I think the Yamsha Shlema has like that. That Gemara, Bezim Akhli Yamsha Shlema, and Adin, V'loi La'ar Al-Divet Ha'Kadalasa Siog La'Torah. It means it has to be Lishma. Has to be Lishma. And the Heter is, Aver Lishma. Aver Lishma is Mutta.
So, Tosos earlier mentions that the Esther's Heter was the fact that it wasn't like the Kumba said, that it was covered up, that she was covered all.
Yeah, but then when she said she's going to go be mezanin, that's not karkoilam. If she initiates it, you can't say karkoilam. When he comes to her, so she has no bravery, so she's karkoilam. But if she initiates this nus, she's going to go to him, and kuchi kuchi him. So she's going to go. So that's not sheb al tasa. That's then she's kumi al say. You can't say karkoilam. So she said that was mutter. That's an shulchanat. That was mutter because batzolach kval Yisrael. That's aver lishma. That's mutter. Pesach Tshuva has a discussion. There was a group of Jews, more than 10 men. There was a group of 10, 20 men were traveling, and all of a sudden pirates came. They wanted to kill him. And one of the married women started fooling around with the pirate. She started making love with him. She was mzana with him in order to save everybody. And then after she was mzana with him, so he agreed he's not going to kill anybody. So the girl thought that she did a mitzvah for Hatzolas Hatzibur. There was a minion of 10 people. So the Pesach Tshuva says, wrong. It's only for Hatzolas Klal Yisrael, not for Hatzolas Asorah Miyisrael. If you have 10 people, that's a minion, but that's not called Aver Lishma has to be for Hatzolas Klal Yisrael. You have to have a certain high level of Aver Lishma. What are you gaining by this? You have to be telling me what you're gaining.
That same Tshuva is not Tshuva.
Where is that Tshuva? I don't remember. The Pesach Tshuva quotes it. I don't remember who. I don't think it's another Yehuda. He quotes it one of that way.
So is it possible Tosas, how do we know Tosas argues? Because he could just be referring to the fact they were not on Chasher or that it was
I don't think so. I think the Tosfos in Avodah Zarah says that even when the din says that the yaver bal yehar, it means you're permitted to violate the aver. But if you want it in the Moisa Nefesh in May, even though there's no Shas Hashmad, and there's no Farhesia, and there's no great accomplishment, Tosfos really is Cholek on the Rambam. But even the Rambam has to agree, admit, partially to the Tosfos, that's called aver lishma. That you say chatei b'shul
tiske. We apply it nowadays, but like an Israeli spy be able to nizame in order to like pull a mission, perhaps.
Could well be. Could well be. I'm sure they have guidelines. Yeah.
There are articles in Tchun about this back and forth between different gedolim about what she's exactly allowed to do, even if she's an ish, it's a mitzvah that she should go do it. Since first of all, karka olam, and biatoy isn't really here anyway. So.
Okay, there are a lot of details, but in principle, there is such a difference. Rabbi Chaim Alojan wrote that Chatei B'Shul Shatiske was only Kodem Matan Torah. So the Kesar Rosh says that was a guzma, because he was attacking the Hasidim, why they missed the Zman Kriyashma, they missed the Zman Tefillah, they missed the Zman Minche. But in principle, there is such a Rad Dinim and the Gemara, in rare cases, of Chatei B'Shul Shatiske.
And what was so great about like catching Sisera?
Well, he was the general of the army, so he wound everybody up. And as soon as you're going to kill him and hang up the head, you're going to unbarf an apachad on all of his soldiers that they're going to run away.
Weren't they already running away like at that point? Wasn't he running away?
I don't know. You mean, how do you know the details in that case? How do you know that that helped to prevent the next war? I don't know. Apparently, she felt it was going to prevent a lot of other wars in the future.
Is this the source for like a heter kiru when you're being a car of people? Sometimes people are less strict on certain things.
Right, but right, that is correct. There is a heter, but you have to keep in mind that the Gemara says chatei b'shul shatiska only if it's a vadai. If it's a suffix, then it's a bad investment. Let's say a guy's going to invest. I'll buy a sweepstakes ticket for $5. I may win $5 million. So I'll risk $5. But I should buy a sweepstakes ticket for $100,000, and I may win. I have one chance in a million to win $1 million. I wouldn't buy a ticket for $1,000 or even $100,000. If it was only one chance in 1,000 to win, I wouldn't buy. For $5, I'd risk it. So the Gemara says, how certain is it? How serious is the aver that you're doing? How great is the gain going to be? There are a lot of factors that has to. That's what he says.
The Shulchan Aruch speaks out about that. The Shulchan Aruch speaks of saving your daughter from.
Right, saving his daughter to be Mechal Shabbos to save someone else from Shmad, you wouldn't do it, because who says he may convert tomorrow? I may save him today, then in 5 years later he'll convert to Avodah Zarah at a different time. But if it's my daughter, I'll bring her up in my home, so then it's Karav Levadai. It's never a Vadai, but it's Karav Levadai.
See, now how are they going to get her? The Christian might stop you or something.
By what?
They might stop you from like catching her, I don't
know. Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch says, they quote the Rashba, that this is worth it. This risk is worth it. To be Mechal Shabbos with the Melacha Deraisa, to try to save a person from Shmad, and if you'll succeed, the person will be under your influence. It's going to be your daughter. She'll be grazed in your home. So then it's a Karv Levada that you'll succeed.
It's not college, though. I mean, that's personal thing.
That's to save Klal Yisrael from death. So that's called to save all the cholesterol from death. So that's called chatei b'shul shetiska. But to save a person from shmad, even if it's one person, if it's my daughter, so you should do.
So that's better than the pirates with the woman saving 10 or 20 people from getting killed.
Yeah.
You have to be mishai that person, the average person. That's a very
tactical. It is. Maybe it makes sense. You should always ask a bezdin. You should always ask a rav. But strictly speaking, the Pasha is you don't have to ask the Rav. The Rambam gives the mashal for this din of chatei b'shul shetiske. He says that sometimes a person has gangrene in a limb, and the doctors cut off the limb, because if they don't cut off the limb, the whole person is going to die. He's going to spread, he's going to die. So sometimes you have to violate an avera in order to save all of Yiddishkeit. So the Rambam says that's the logic behind the din of chatei b'shul Shatiske, and the Gemara says it's based on a pasuk. We should see to it that everyone should observe Shabbos. So the Gemara says that pikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos would really be able to be based on this din of chatei b'shul shatiske. I'm allowed to be mechal Shabbos to save the person's life, he'll have many, many Shabbosim in the future, which he's going to observe. So Chalal Olam Shabbos Achas Kadeshi Yishmar Shabbos Asharbe. So why do I need a different din of Pikuach Nefesh V'chai Bahem V'lo Shiyamas Bahem? Why don't I just say Chatei Bishvil Shetiske Chatei Bishvil Shiyiske Chavercha? So the Gemara says, because we want to even cover a case of a Sofik Pikuach Nefesh, I'm going to be Mechal Shabbos Vadai, and it's very far out chance that I'll be able to save the guy's life. It's a Svek Sveke if his life is in danger. And it's a Svek Sveke whether by my being Mechal Shabbos I'll be able to save his life. So still, the din is that Pikuach Nefesh is Dech, even a Svek Sveke of Pikuach Nefesh is also Dech Shabbos. So that's already not based on this din of Chatei Bishvil Shetiske. Chatei Bishvil Shetiske has to be a sensible investment. If I'm going to be Vadei Mechal Shabbos and there's a Svek Sveke, one chance out of 100 that I'll succeed in saving someone's life, so that's not a smart investment. But that's based on the din of Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh, even a Svek Sveke, is also Decha Kol HaTarikulim. But this din, Chatei Bishvil Shetiske, this is based on other Psukim, Mishom HaNeisos HaShabbos. So this has to be with Cheshbainus that it really pays. It has to be a Vadai, Korav LaVadai.
Doesn't the Gemara of Chatei Bishvil Shetiske imply that therefore you'd be allowed to be Mechal Shabbos just for one person?
Which Gemara is?
The one you just quoted, that they'd be allowed to save just for one person, you couldn't be Mechal Shabbos.
Yeah, to save the life of the person, yeah.
That's not at all Kal Yisrael.
Right, Pikuach Nefesh is a separate din. Pikuach Nefesh is a Decha Shabbos, a separate din. And even if it's a far out Svek Sveke, whether you're going to, a Sufik, whether he's even sick. And if he is sick, a Sufik, whether you're going to succeed in saving his life. So even Svek is also. Covers all the svekas. But then there's another din of Chalalav Shabbos Askadesh Ishma Shabbos Asarbe, Hate Bishul Shetiske, so that's only if it's Karv Levadai that you're going to succeed. But to say that even a svek svek is also Decha Shabbos because of Sakanas Nefashis, so that you need a separate pasuk, that Pikuach Nefesh is Decha Shabbos. Yeah. So that's the question here. The Poshib Shati say, Il Mala Nagdul Khanan Mishlav Azariah, have a pochol at Slama. Poshib Shat is they would have tortured them so long till they wouldn't have the Bechira Chavshis to resist. They would have already given in. It would be physically impossible for them. That's perhaps the Poshib Shat. But Tosis and the group of Rishonim learned no. They would have made a decision. They would have made a conscious decision to worship the Tselem. So Tosis says, how can it be? But Abed Izor Zihog Ral Yavar. The Tosis says it wasn't really Avodah Zarah. So not Avodah Zarah. So why did they give up the? Why were they prepared to give up their lives in the first place? So that's the Rabbeinu Tam Shita, that you're always allowed to do lifnei mishuras hadin. You're allowed to do lifnei mishuras hadin for kiddush Hashem. Maybe even the Rambam would agree over here. Maybe there are anoshim chashuvim. So maybe even the Rambam would agree. Yeah. The Shita Mukubetzes quotes a Shita, a very Mechudish Diga Shita, disagreeing with Tosfos. See, Tosfos ends off with a problem. The Pasuk of Daniel says, with Islam Dahava, the Akemis, lo nizgoid. So you say, but what does it mean? We're not going to bow down to the Tselem. It's not the same as the Lahoch, Leisanon, Polchin. We're not going to worship over the Zohar. We're not going to bow down to the Tselem. So they're two different things. But then Tosfos says, but the Lashon HaGemara is Habo Polchol Etzlama. Polchol means to worship Avodah Zarah. And the Pasuk in Daniel, it says, Nizgoy, just to bow down. So the Rabbeinu Tam claims that it means, even though the Tzelem was L'Kovet HaMelech, it was just a Marisayin of Avodah Zarah. Wasn't really, it smelled from Avodah Zarah. But it wasn't really actual Avodah Zarah. They didn't really deify the king. But in the Gemara's Lashon, it says, Habo Polchol Etzlama. Does that mean Avodah Zarah? That's what Tosfos is... little shaky on this Rabbeinu Tam. So that's why the Shita Mukubetzes presents an opinion from Rishonim that it really was Avodah Zarah, and the din is Yehar Gval Yavar only means you mechuyev to give up your life, but you're not mechuyev to suffer extreme torture. And Rabbi Kiva was taka not mechuyev to. Rabbi Kiva did lifnei mishuras adin. There was sarkim sarba masreka shol barzel, that was really lifnei mishuras adin. Mikra din, he wasn't mechuyev. There's such a passage in the Talmud Yerushalmi, a surprising passage, that let's say a woman is married and her husband is missing. And she's a young woman, so she's going to be an aguna for the rest of her life. So Yerushalmi has a line in the Tshuva Svarma, they write Tshuva Saheter Aguna, so they quote this Yerushalmi, that we should really permit her to marry because even though we should really permit it to marry, because life is really going to be very miserable, that she's going to have to live all by herself without a husband. No one's torturing her physically, but it's going to be very, extremely uncomfortable. So she should really be permitted. If it would have been any other Avera, we would have allowed the woman to do the Avera, to eat Chazer, because life is going to be miserable. But because you're talking about Gili Arayas, so Gili Arayas is Yaharig Val Yavar. But if it would have been any other Avera, let's say eating tray for food, so let's say a person doesn't have any kosher food, and the rest of their life, they're going to have to live on vegetables. They'll never be able to eat any fish. All the fish is treif, all the fish is, the chicken, the flesh, all the food is treif. They'll have to live on grass for the rest of their life. So the pashtus is mechuyev to live on grass. There's no, if you think you'll survive. So the Shita Mekubetzah says no, that to lead a miserable life for an extended period of time is considered the equivalent of pikuach nefesh, and it's even better than pikuach nefesh.
Correct.
So then he would have set out from by the woman, and she should. Yeah, the Gemara here says about extreme torture. The Gemara says extreme torture is even more than death. That's the pashut pshat. Hakosh ein bo kitzva is worse than misa. So the Shita Mekubetzah says even by the Gimel Averus HaChamuris you're not mechuyev to suffer extreme torture. And Rabbi Kiva was lifnim mishuras hadin. The Ikar Adin was mut. So Yerushalmi doesn't say that. Yerushalmi talks about. Yerushalmi is not talking about Hanan Mishal Bazai. Yerushalmi is talking about an agunim. That the Ikar Adin, if not for the fact that you're dealing with the Gili Arayas, we would have really permitted the woman to violate any other Avera in order to lead a normal life. Normal life is that people get married. So, but because it's Gili Arayas, that's why it's Yehorek Valyama. So if it would be any other Avera other than Gili Arayas, we would allow the person to violate Kashrus, to violate Shatnas. Let's say the only clothes they can wear, they're going to walk around in underwear. And the only clothes they can wear are Shatnas for the rest of their life, for the next 50 years. So you would allow the person is going to be extremely miserable. They have to walk around in underwear all day and all night, forever. So we would allow the person to wear shatnas clothing, even though there's no sakanas nefoshes, because life would be absolutely miserable, not suffering physically at all. Life would be absolutely miserable, like by the agunim. That's a chiddush.
Rabbi, does this Gemara teach us anything about like end of life care, cessation of treason?
I don't think so. Does it?
No, in terms of like pain being worse, like excessive pain being worse than death, if someone can't make a decision, then we're supposed to make a decision.
That's what you mean. That could be. The Beis Yosef quotes a medrash on the pasuk in Parshas Noach. Achaz dimchan and afshe seich medrash, a person is not allowed to commit suicide. So the several midrashim have the same drasha. Ach is a miut. So the pasuk says you're not allowed to commit suicide. Yochel kishaul. What about Shaul HaMelech? He was afraid that the plishtim are going to torture him to death. If they're going to capture him, they're going to torture him to death. So he committed suicide. So it says ach is a miut. Yochel kishaul is also forbidden. Tamlam ach that it's mutter. A person is permitted to commit suicide if he's concerned that he's going to suffer extreme pain later on. So for me to kill someone else, a mercy killing, that you're not allowed to do, but to commit suicide because you're afraid you're going to suffer a lot, so the Medrash says that it's mutter. So the Beis Yosef quotes that Medrash. Beis Yosef quotes it. So there's a machlekes whether it was Beis Yosef quotes l'alocha in Yeridei in the Siman Kufn and Zayin. So other Rachmanim say we shouldn't paskin like that Medrash. That was a shaila under the Nazis. They were afraid. A lot of people committed suicide. They're afraid. Nazis are going to take them into captivity. Then they're going to torture them to death. So many people chose to commit suicide. So what's the hezber adava? Why should it be mutter? So the hezber can be, like you were saying now, that if you hold like this, Shita Mekubetzah. Not if you hold like this, Shita Mekubetzah. Several poskim write lahalocha that murdering someone else yichay misa, committing suicide. The poskim says yichay misa v'day shemaim. Achazim ha'nafshesech me'edrash. Risha usually means misa v'day shemaim. So they say we don't paskim like that. We say there's no kam lebi derabinei by koris. and certainly not by Misa B'Dei Shamayim. The Machlokes Abai V'Rava was within Rav Nachmani Ben Akana, when the Misa B'Dei Shamayim also makes Kam Levi D'Rav Minei, but that's if your Karis makes Kam Levi, but if you don't have like Rav Nachmani Ben Akana, for sure not. So let's say a person is committing suicide, and the Idna, while he's committing suicide, he's mazik someone else's property. So would you say Kam Levi D'Rav Minei, that he doesn't have to pay you for the hezik? So the nizik cannot collect from the estate. Or do you say no, that he can collect? So the achrayim say that murdering someone else is a chiyav misa, but committing suicide is not a chiyav misa. Committing suicide is misa b'dei shamayim. Misa b'dei shamayim, you don't say kam levi d'rabbanim. So then it's shaykh to say that avodah zarah gilei ra'ah shfichas damim means to kill someone else. That's an avera chamura. So then you're not allowed to kill him even as a mercy killing. Even though you're doing the guy a tov, you're not allowed to. But to commit suicide because you're afraid you're going to suffer pain, so it could be that that's muta mitam pikoach nefesh. I'm allowed to commit suicide mitam pikoach nefesh. What do you mean? It's humorous. What do you mean pikoach nefesh? No. To prevent yourself from extreme suffering may be considered pikoach nefesh. Some Rishonim said that it's even better than pikoach nefesh. They said even Shittim Kobetzer said that in order not to suffer extreme pain, you're even allowed to worship Avodah Zarah. So Tosfos didn't agree. But Tosfos seems to equate it. Tosfos maybe holds that extreme pain for prolonged pain is the equivalent of pikoach nefesh. So to kill someone else to save him from prolonged pain, that you're not allowed to do ritzicha for the sake of pikoach nefesh. But to commit suicide for the sake of pikoach nefesh, that would be mutta. So what's the pikoach nefesh? I want to save myself from extreme pain, from prolonged pain.
Yourself.
Huh?
Yeah, you can have pikoach nefesh on yourself.
Yeah. You're allowed to do not bear the shame pikoach nefesh. So this is pikoach nefesh. I want to save myself from prolonged extreme pain. Hakosh ein ba kitzva, he's going to suffer a lot. So to do a mercy killing, to kill someone else, nechem lo, so that you're not allowed to do. But to commit suicide, so that's what the Beis he quoted such a medrash, that ach, yochel kishol, that is mutter, to save oneself. So that's a machlek zachrein, whether we pass like that. But the logic could be that committing suicide is not the same as ritzicha. Ritzicha is to kill someone else, so that's yaharag val yaver. But to commit suicide wouldn't be yaharag val yaver. You would be allowed to commit suicide, l'shem pikoach nefesh. How could it be l'shem pikoach nefesh? If you say prolonged suffering of pain is the equivalent of pikoach nefesh, so then you would be allowed to commit suicide. So that's the deal, whether you pass like that medrash or not.
If there's pikoach nefesh on myself, and then pikoach nefesh is docha sekzik, or pikoach nefesh is docha kol tarkua, then everything I do, every single second, would be sekzik or pikoach nefesh, and I can do everything. If there's pikoach nefesh for myself, to save myself,
right,
then every action that I do could be a svek sveiko, because the reason why I'm doing it is because it's a svek sveiko pikoach nefesh for myself. Meaning I can do an avera, say it's a svek sveiko out.
Why? Let's say you got to be mechal Shabbos. The guy's suffering. Coming to mechal Shabbos, that's not going to alleviate his pain. But to commit suicide will alleviate his pain. So maybe to alleviate prolonged suffering is the equivalent of pikoach nefesh. Some Rishonim hold that it's even stronger than pikoach nefesh. Even the Yelad do Avodah Zarah, the Shittim Kobetzer says, and Tosfos doesn't hold like that. So maybe to save yourself from prolonged pain is considered a pechina pikoach nefesh. So to do ritzicha l'shem kach you're not allowed to, but to do a lesser avera, that's what many poskim hold, that committing suicide is a lesser avera. But you wouldn't say kom levi d'rabbanei because it's not Mrs. Bezdin, it's only Mrs. V'dei Shamayim. Of course, there's no Mrs. Bezdin. The guy's going to be dead. But even in theory, there's no Mrs. Bezdin. That's a diyun. Is murder a bein adam l'chavera or is it a bein adam l'makom? Man is betzelem alakim. So one could argue, murder is bein adam l'makom because you're killing a tzelem alakim. So even if you kill yourself, should also be misa's best. Shouldn't matter. So that's what several achrayim say, not so. That committing suicide is only misa b'dei shamayim. And there wouldn't be kam levi d'rabbanei. He would only say kam levi d'rabbanei if he's killing someone else. And he's mazik at the same time. Right.
And they punished, they were torturing and killing in a very gruesome way, but the punishment is going after Shalom Aleichem.
Shalom Aleichem. Rabbi Yaya is a good friend of mine for many years. Used to
That's even according to Tosfos, right?
The Sheet of Kabetza holds that extreme torture is worse than dying. They're even allowed to worship Rabbi Dezara. Tosfos seems to hold that it's equal to. Maybe Tosfos holds that it's equal to. That it's not that it's even more. I don't know. The Gemara is trying to say that it's more than death. The Gemara is trying to say Musa the Dabach, even if you hold Musa the Dabach, Hami Musa the Dabach, Kaal, who says that the Misa is the Chomer and the Malkus is the Kaal? Maybe the Malkus is Malchomer because it's suffering. Then the Gemara says, no. Hakor, She'ein Lo Kitzvah, that would be Malchomer than death. The Gemara is trying to say that it's Malchomer than death. Taisus seems to hold that it's equal. It can't be more. Taisus holds that it's equal. And the Sheik Kabetz holds that it's more. Yeah.
So how could Rabbi Shmuel say that you could give Makos and Misa if the Makos is a Misa Riftahi? I think that some of the Mepharshim write that you just give Makos until he dies, but isn't that Makos Shein La Kitzos? Then wouldn't that be more Chomer than Misa, which would be like a Misa Meshudah or something?
Yeah, some Rishonim say that you give Makos till he dies.
I think that's
you funny. Don't give him a Skilas Rift Ha'er Kenneth? You just give him Makos till he dies. I'm not familiar.
Sure, I could be wrong.
I don't remember it all. I don't know. Anyway, this is a fascinating Gemara.
What was the clear right under this order of being? They weren't torturing him.
I mean, did he give him a choice? Probably if he would promise that he's not going to teach Torah in public anymore, they would let him get away. Or he knew it, or he...
It was just a question of teaching Torah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He knew by teaching Torah, he could be something just as
bad. But he quoted that pasuk. He quoted the pasuk b'chol nafshecha.
Maybe he was doing his pasuk. How did Joseph know that it was a comparable line? If Rabbi Kiva does something like this, then Rabbi Yochanan Mishal Nazar should have done like this.
Right.
Maybe Rabbi Kiva is
right.
He was waiting for the time to
pasuk. Right. That's clearly what the other Rishonim and the Shitim Retz is. They hold it.
Could Rabbi Kiva have a Shal
It was Shas HaShemad, yeah. I mean, Shas HaShemad, all Averis are the same as Avodah Zarah. But the question is, even Avodah Zarah, even Amuchiv to suffer extreme, prolonged suffering, so why was he prepared to suffer it? So you see that even for Avodah Zarah, that's what he says, Rabbi Kiva was B'Shas HaShemad. So B'Shas HaShemad, all Averis are the same as Avodah Zarah Gerais and Shvichas Damim. But if you're not Amuchiv to suffer prolonged suffering, so why does Rabbi Kiva say b'chol nafshecha afilu nefesh nafshecha on prolonged suffering? So you see that it is included. Okay, that was the Ryan. Yeah. Yes.
It's like along the lines of like question why would you have a separate pasuk then? Like if it's a din, I mean, I don't know.
But you have a separate pasuk for what?
B'chol nafshecha. I mean, what's the source that you have to give up your life for the
That pasuk is the source for sometimes giving up your life.
Oh, that is
so. So then, which cases? So the Gemara learns that from other psukim, the Gimel Averis, even Bitzina, even Shalom B'Shas Hashman, and then Shar Averis, only B'Farhesio B'Shas Hashman, that they understood. Yeah. Anyway, so once again, what's the context again? The Gemara said that the fairship says Torah Chayv B'Chaver L'Tashlumin. Instead of getting Malkus, he pays Tashlumin. What's the source? So whereas the Gemara before on the last second line from the bottom of Lamed Beis and Beis says the source is the pasuk Kasher Asim Ken Yosalo. Then it says Ken Yinosimbo by Chayv B'Chaver Ken Yinosimbo. So the Torah emphasizes that you pay the money, you don't get the Malkus. So that's the fairship says Torah. So this Rav Acha Breider Ravika, who is it? Rav Shesha Brei de Ravidi, 10 lines from the bottom of Lamed. Rav Shesha Brei de Ravidi says, I have a different pasuk that shows the Beferishib's Torah. He's saying the same as the previous daf, but a different marker. Beferishib's Torah, Chavah Bavera Lit Tashlumin. What's his right? Ki Natsva Noshim. And it says, Linasata Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. Because Niskaban Largazeh Bahargazeh is Chayv Misa. So you only Chayv Misa if they gave you Hasra. So obviously they gave Masra, don't kill the other person. Or we're going to give you the death penalty. And then it says, and then he pays the Mabel Otis. Why does it pay the Mabel Otis? But Musa the Dava Chomer, Abi Musa the Dava Kal. And they assume that the death penalty for Ritzicha is more Chomer than Malkus. So why don't you? Why does he pay? Why do you ever pay the Mabel Otis? If they gave Masra for Misa, so included in that, if you should assume, included is that he ought to get, the Hasra should be valid for giving him Malkus for La Yosef Pen Yosef. And it says you don't give him the Malkus. It says he pays the Dmei Vladis. So it's a Raya, Beferishim Satara Chagom HaChaver LeTashlomim. So the Gemara ripped apart the whole Raya. First of all, who says that your premise is true? Maybe Musa Davacham Elohami Musa Davacham. Second Taina was, who says that the Malkus is a Davacham? Maybe the Malkus is a Davacham. Then the Gemara says they left it that. What do you mean? That's prolonged. HaKosh Eim BaKitzvah. We're talking Malkus. HaKosh Eish BaKitzvah. Of course, the death penalty is worse than that. Then the Gemara says, six lines from the top of Lamed Gimel Beis, Maskel Rabbi Yankim and Hapkot, a different Taina. That's only valid. The whole interpretation, the whole Makkah he gave is only valid if you hold the Machlekes of Shimon and the Rabbanon, whether in this common Largas ever Hargazes, Chayv Misa, not Chayv Misa. If you hold Chayv Misa, then you read, Imas and Yib and Asat and Nefesh, Tachas Nefesh, if he kills the woman, then he gets the death penalty. But if you hold like Rabbi Shimon, in the Mishnah and Sanhedrin, and the Sugi is there by Ritzech, and the Skavan Lagas Abahargazeh is not Chayib Misa. So, how do you translate the Pasuk, the Masin Yib and Asata Nefesh Tachas Nefesh? It just means Mammon. It's a Melitza. It doesn't mean that you get the death penalty. So, it doesn't. So the whole story, you have no Mokar at all. Who says that there was a Hasra? Maybe there was no Hasra and Misa at all. That's what he taught. Hanicha le Rabbanan darmi nefesh mamish. The old Rasha that you gave is valid if you hold like the Rabbanan. But if you hold like Reb Shimon, and Rebbe holds like Reb Shimon. If you hold like Rebbe, Dama Mammon, so the Pasuk doesn't say a word about Misa. So who says that there was Hasra? So you have no mocker that there was a Hasra. So he's going to give a different mocker. He's going to give a different mocker. The Befership Sator Chavu B'Chaveroi. Okay, so maybe we'll save this for next week. Okay. Next year is Sunday, what time?
11:30.
I think so. Anything coming up Sunday? Anything Sunday is a normal day.